Really, it is precious to have this human life, and even more precious to hear the Dharma. We may hear the Dharma and receive teachings, and then it's very important, essential, that we find an enlightened guru to help us, guide us, and provide us with these triksha and toga pith instructions. If we don't receive these pith instructions, then it's no way that we will be able to resolve this problem of the suffering of birth, old age, sickness, and death. And if you don't have a guru like this to guide you and provide these pith instructions, then I suggest to you that you practice the recitations of Amitabha, because we don't need all sorts of conditions to be able to practice this. However, if we are practicing these great perfection pith instructions, it is very important or essential that we have the guidance and we follow the guidance of an enlightened guru. If we don't have any faith, then we won't be able to do this. However, if we have this unmoving belief in Amitabha, and we have no interest in samsara, and day and night wish to go to the pure lands of Amitabha, and to have this great belief in Amitabha, and also very important in this, is that we really have no more concerns for samsara. And in this way, practicing Amitabha's practices, we can really also attain liberation and Buddhahood. And in Tibet, people also are practicing the Amitabha practices. And they're also doing this in mainland China. And practice this if you have no time to practice pith instructions and request for the pith instructions. And then recite the practices of Amitabha, and definitely you must let go of these thoughts regarding worldly concerns. If we haven't let go of these concerns for the material world, then it's still going to be very difficult to liberate these thoughts. And do these recitations in a state of meditative concentration. This is completely different to reciting mantras when you're not in meditative concentration. And when you're in meditative concentration, you don't have concerns for the material world. And you can go to Amitabha's pure land. However, the quickest method is that we have an enlightened guru and that we can request for these cutting through pith instructions. And then in this very short life of a few decades, we can really attain enlightenment. And in terms of this great lineage and this Dharma, it really is not something that is very difficult to be able to do. However, it's very important that we practice. It doesn't just rely on the blessing of the pith instructions and on the blessing of the guru. And don't think, oh, I'll just give everything to the guru and my liberation to the guru. This is the words of people not taking responsibility. We ourselves must practice conscientiously. And then while receiving the blessing of the guru, the pith instructions of the guru under this pure lineage, according to the state of our practice and under his guidance, then really we can attain enlightenment. And we can do so without any great problem. So everybody, you really must settle down and practice. And when we're practicing, we don't have to get involved in all of these appearances. It is a practice of our own mind. It is transforming our own mind. It is that simple. You don't have to spend money and you don't have to get involved in all of these appearances. All we have to do is transform our own minds. Once we've received the pith instructions of the guru, it is like a medicine, then this is what we practice day and night. We don't need all of these other material concerns and appearances. If I've met with a guru and I'm receiving the Dharma, then I possess all of the conditions necessary to be able to attain enlightenment. And if you think that you still need something in addition to this, then maybe what you are pursuing is not practice. Maybe what you're wanting to do is accumulate merit. And it's very different, practicing, transforming our mind and accumulating merit. And what is accumulating merit is doing these or engaging in these Buddhist activities. So these are accumulating merit. However, this is not the transforming of the mind. The practice of transforming the mind. And of course, it's good to accumulate merit and practice this. However, the ultimate practice is not the accumulation of merit. Most important is practicing transforming our mind. Because the true nature of mind is not in the merit, it is within our own mind. This mind of ours in the present moment is Rigpa, the true nature of mind. Really, it's not that we have to add things. What we have to do is purify this mind. Purify, not adding. However, we have learned so much, and that is why we are so anxious and nervous and worried and have so much suffering. And we think that the more we learn, the better we practice it. In reality, the best way to practice, the best practitioner, is the one that purifies their mind stream. If we don't purify our mind, even although we may know a lot of theory and have a lot of learning, what this does is just add our discriminatory thoughts, all our conceptual obscurations. And then again, our mind isn't able to settle down. And when we settle down to practice, all we think about are these conceptual studies. And then people don't want to practice. When they sit down to practice, what they do is they recite mantras. And when they're reciting mantras again, they're thinking of all of their theory. And this is an anxiety of practice. And this is because we don't have this resolve to bring our mind to calm abiding and to practice. With the students that when they are meditating, they think, oh, reciting mantras is important. And when they're reciting mantras, then they think, oh, meditation is important. And whatever they do, they don't succeed in. And then day after day, they're in this state of doubt and hesitancy. What do I do to practice well? And continuously, they're looking for the answers externally. Abandon negativity. Engage in positivity. Transform your own mind. This is the teaching of Buddha. What we must do is purify this mind stream. And how do we do it? Through these pith instructions. It is like there is a refrigerator, and within this refrigerator, it's like our body, there is this ice cube, which is our true nature of mind. And outside is the great ocean, and the great ocean is the great realization of all the Buddhas. The great ocean is water, and our ice cube, this body of ours, is also water. However, this water hasn't melted. It is still this ice cube. So how do we go about melting this ice cube so it becomes water? When we think about it, what do? We open the refrigerator. And then if we do this, then gradually this ice cube will melt. What is it we really need to do? Is just open the refrigerator. What is the method to open the refrigerator? Are these pith instructions. So through these pith instructions, gradually we can open up this mind of ours. Then gradually, this ice cube will melt into water. Water is ice, and ice is water. Now, true nature of mind is just within this mind of ours. When people add a lot of things, then they think, oh, really, I am practicing very, very well. However, what is it that we need most is to melt this block of ice. If what we do is we open the refrigerator and we put a whole lot of other things into the fridge as well, then what happens is ice just gets harder. This sometimes happens with our practice. We're trying to add things and add things and add things, when what we really need to do is just open the fridge and let this block of ice melt. What we really need to do is just to purify this mind stream. In reality, this true nature of mind doesn't need too many things. If we try and add too many things, then we are not able to practice. We must learn to practice, not learn. If we want to learn, learning is endless. When are you going to be able to learn 84,000 dharmas? Is it possible? And once you've learned those 84,000 dharmas, you're still going to have to practice them. How are you going to practice them? Just one text you don't know how to practice. You might read or learn and recite the Seven Treasuries of Longchenpa. However, once we've finished reading and reciting, then what? and our mind is just like before, full of these afflictions, worries, habits. It is still the ice cube of these attachments, aversions, and ignorances. The problem is, this mind of ours hasn't transformed. The problem is, our practice is sometimes just entering into our brain, not into our mind. It's just a thinking, a logic. However, this ice cube of attachment, aversion, and ignorance hasn't been changed at all. It's still there, sitting in the fridge, unmoved. So we must use these pith instructions to melt this ice. We must use these pith instructions to practice. As Patril Rinpoche said, the Dharma that we are not able to use, don't practice it. This really is an incredible pith instruction. The Dharma that you're not able to use, don't practice it. The practices that you are able to realize, these are the ones that you practice. This is really very important in terms of our practice.